Welcome back to another edition of the Big D Radio Show. I've been out of pocket for a while, and Danielle has been actually doing both shows for me, understanding the law and the Big D Radio Show. But I'm back this week, and I will be out next week, and I will return the week after that, and hopefully we'll be on from then on. Just work calls, and mm-hmm. I have to change shifts, and but we have several guests in tonight, so we'll be talking to several different people from here in Coleman. Our regular Pastor Bobby Hill from New Life Church, welcome back.
Woo-hoo. Good to be here. Good to see you. I missed last week as well. Yeah, I was under the weather.
Under the weather.
Yeah.
And look, I woke up, when was it? I think Sunday I woke up and I just felt horrible, sinus headache,
yep.
And I was sick for 3 days, I guess.
I had it for about a week.
Yeah. But yeah, I had to still get up and go to work, though. I mean, I couldn't miss
work. Oh, yeah,
I
didn't.
So.
Yeah, I don't miss work.
But I've heard some other people saying a lot of sinus.
Yeah, it's going around. I went by the pharmacy and, you know, I always get counsel and advice. And I said,
right.
Hey, something going around. They said, yeah, something's going around. So it's not just you.
But what was funny, I felt great when I went to bed Saturday night.
Yeah.
And woke up Sunday morning, felt horrible.
Wow.
I mean, it was like, yeah.
It happens.
I'm down for the count.
Yeah.
So any good things going on at New Life Church?
Oh,
man. Want to talk about?
Yeah, God is amazing.
He
all
is
the
amazing.
Time. You know, it's, you think you can't be amazed anymore. I mean, God's so amazing, and He just
and
continually does things. And
so I guess we can stop for a second and do a prayer real quick.
Yeah, okay. Father God, we're thankful to You that You are amazing and that You amaze us continually with who You are and all that You do, and we're so thankful for that. We're thankful that You've included us in what You're doing and reconciling all things in Jesus Christ, and You have called us, invited us to participate in that, and that's an exciting thing. And we want to do that to our fullest ability possible, and as You empower us through Your Spirit, and we see that You're doing things in our community, and just so much good things. And we want the glory to go to You, and we ask You to continue to give us counsel and advice and how we can do that, that You'll give us guidance in everything, that You get the glory as we benefit from those things of Your kingdom. In Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen. So I'm leaving work, okay, yesterday, and I see Deshondra's post, and I'm like, oh, I didn't know she was doing a Wednesday night class with the youngins. So I'm like, you know what? I think I'm just going to go buy them kids some pizza and just let them have a good time.
That was great, man. They were so glad. Yeah, we've been doing a Bible study, men and women Bible studies, separate Bible studies, and so she decided to provide child care and
that's
do
awesome.
A class for the kids. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, it's good. It's
that
good.
Is good.
Yeah, I'm leading the ladies Bible study.
Are you really?
Yeah. I've did a lot of the interacting with the ladies ministry since I've been pastor there. I've led retreats and different things, and so you know, some of them call me Sister Bobby.
Is that right? Get on in there, Sister Bobby, and bring something with you.
I love that.
You got to cook something and bring.
I love interacting with the ladies and the men. So, you know.
Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
I can get fired up by listening to some of the ladies talk about God.
Oh, man.
Let me tell you something. I can. There's no doubt.
Absolutely. We got a lot to learn from our ladies.
We do.
Yes.
We do. And some of the ladies at New Life, I don't know what I want to say, very educated.
Yes.
And they truly know what they're saying.
Yes.
And it's good to hear that from all the ladies at New Life. And
yes.
So it's a treat, you know, for all of us to listen to them and everything that they have to say.
Absolutely. Yes, it is. And they do. They know God and know about God and interact with Him, and they have a lot to say. And our men are great, too. I mean, we have good, mature, godly, stable men, and that's good, absolutely.
Because I always get inspired, you know. It doesn't have to be any particular person to talk to me about Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
So I can get inspired by listening to anybody, you know. And it's just the fact that I love to hear anybody talk about the Lord and how He has affected them.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, what a testimony just every day to hear somebody.
Yes.
And it just fires you up.
Yeah, a couple Sundays ago, we actually had some folks share some things about God, what God was doing in their life, and it's, oh, man, it's incredible. It really is.
But isn't it amazing that when you're at your lowest point in life and you reach out to Him, how things can change so quickly?
So quickly, yes. It is.
It, yeah, I mean,
is.
It really is. I mean, because so. He has a plan.
Yeah, you know, that's interesting to me. It seems like that we wait till we're desperate, you know?
Ain't that the truth?
We wait till we're desperate, you know? There's no other option. We've exhausted them all. And I don't know. Of course, God's not offended by that. But, you know, I think if we'd reach out before we got desperate, it would be just the same. But it is incredible in our desperation and when we reach out to Him and such phenomenal things take place. You see it more often.
You will. But you know, Bobby, I think that's one thing maybe with, we'll say, the unbelievers that don't have Christ in their life. And because they don't know that, you know, and so they don't know the good that He has. Every single moment of every single day until they have that ability to surrender, to accept, and then see it for themselves. And you know, I've seen people do that so many times. And it's just the fire in their eyes going, why didn't I do this a long time ago? You know, I understand His love for me. And His forgiveness for me. And I just don't understand why I couldn't do it and give in.
Yeah, I know, and but until you know it, you don't know it.
Exactly.
I mean, if you knew it, you would, but after you know it, it's like, wow, why didn't I? But I had a guy come by the house yesterday that I've knew and been praying for 18 years.
Is that right?
And he came by the house, I haven't saw him in about 10 years or more, and he came by the house and said, hey, man, I'd like to come to church. I said, yeah. And he said, a couple years ago, I was in a hospital, and somebody came by and talked to me about Jesus, and he said, there's got to be a better way to live.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, well, yeah, it was always a better way to live.
Exactly.
But he just now saw that, you know. And that's exciting. Doesn't matter what stage of life you're in. When you finally see and experience the goodness of God, it's incredible. You know, one of the things I think about that, a lot of times it seems like we seek the things of God or the things about God, and especially when we're desperate, you know, we want Him to fix our situations and things. And as merciful as He is, He does that. I mean, you know, He doesn't take those things personal, but I've learned in my life that there is a better way. And God is a person, and He's not just a human person, but He's a person. And the personhood of God has become to be significant in my life. And so what I've learned is, if we seek the person of God, seek God Himself, the things come with that.
Right.
You know? And when we seek the things, and they don't work out the way we hoped, then we're disappointed. Right. But when we seek Him, we're never disappointed.
Right. And that whole trust factor and that faith factor, by knowing I'm disappointed because He didn't answer my prayer.
Yes.
And 2 years go by and you say, I'm so glad He didn't answer that prayer. Well, He knows better. He knows what's best for you.
Man, I know hindsight says there's a lot of things I'm glad He didn't answer.
Well, that's me.
But the person of God is important to realize that He is a person, and that the personhood, and there's some deeper things we could talk about that, but basically that's the ability to give and receive love. It's what a person, that's the identification, the definition of a person. And so that is God. He is a being who gives and receives love.
Right.
And when we seek Him, oh man, that's the key. And so, you know, I don't know if there's somebody listening that doesn't know God or doesn't have a relationship with Him. And we've been interacting with so many people who seem like life is falling apart. So many struggles and difficulties and so many tragedies going on in people's lives. And it's difficult to have the words for people in those circumstances. I think the best thing that we can do is help them know to pursue God, seek God Himself, instead of just the answers for your problems. Right. So if there's somebody listening, it's like, you don't know what to do, see God. Right. Pursue Him, the person of God, and receive and give love with Him.
Because it's something you do every day. It, yes. It really is.
Yes.
Because we live in this world, and when we see the news media and everything that they're for, it's such a huge influence upon any person on this this planet.
Yes.
So you have to stay focused.
Absolutely.
Because you're going to get caught up in all this news media and everything. I mean, we could sit here and talk about it.
Yes.
10 different things that's happened over the last week.
Yes.
And how it can take your eyes off God.
Absolutely.
It's just the bottom line. So it's a daily thing to seek Him. And it's just, it has to be that passion within you.
Yes, absolutely. It's daily. It's constant. I mean, really, it is. It's a relationship. And that's a buzzword today, relationship versus religion,
right.
which just means, once again, that you focus on a person, Him, rather than religious rituals or traditions or whatever. We're seeking a person to have a relationship with a real being who loves us. And He has this eternal purpose that's only realized in Jesus Christ, that while we cannot understand the things of the time, the circumstances, the negativity, the tragedies in the world, all of those are so horrible. But if we can focus on God and His eternal purpose, those things look different. They feel different. They seem different. Mm-hmm. They are different, because in the eternal purpose of Jesus Christ, He is reconciling all things to Himself.
Exactly. And I think what I want everybody to know is that God is love. He has nothing bad in Him about Him. So to acknowledge who He is and the good that He is and the good that He will do in your life. And I think, maybe one thing that people look at is that are non-believers is, well, who is God? Mm-hmm. I've never seen Him. I don't know, And then for them to be able to pick up that Bible right there and to read about Jesus Christ and to know that Jesus Christ was a man and He had feelings and He cried and He had love and He hugged people and He healed people all out of the love. He was a human being just like you and I are.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And He experienced everything that we experience.
Yes.
So to me, that fires me up just to sit there and read that, to know, wow, He was a man, and He was the perfect man.
Yes.
So.
Yes, absolutely. So, being God and man, and being a resurrected man now, ruling and reigning, He is fully capable of sympathizing with every situation of our life.
Exactly.
And so we may not think God knows or understands or He's so distant, but that is not true. Jesus sympathizes with us. And not only that, He intercedes for us. He, on our behalf, He prays for us in ways that we can't even comprehend.
Exactly. And I really can't comprehend that. But, we always say, through intercessory prayer, and when we pray to Jesus and Jesus talks to God, and hears everything that I say.
Yes.
So how can He do that? Because He's the Almighty God.
Yes. Yeah.
I just can't imagine hearing 10,000 people praying at one time. But He can.
Yes.
So how wonderful is that?
Yes. Yes. So, in our world, and lately we have heard tragic things take place, well, all the time, and sometimes I hear people say that, they can't understand God being God, because how could He allow these things to happen? Why don't He do something or fix it? And the way I see that is, He's already fixed it. It's just that we're still living out the solution of that.
Right.
And there is a culmination to this. And in that, everything is reconciled. Everything is fixed. And
right.
Jesus is the solution that came into the earth. He is the seed. He is the leaven that leavens the whole earth, everything. And if we'll focus on the person of God.
Right.
Man, our world looks different.
Right. And one thing that I always say, and I've always said it to everybody, when they start talking about, well, why didn't God do this? Why? We live in an imperfect world.
Yes.
You know, and it's always going to be that yes. way. That's just the way it is.
As long as the world is the way it is.
Exactly. Yes, exactly right. Yes. So, but you have to yeah. take that step in faith mm-hmm. to accept Him.
Yes.
You know, and when you take that moment to actually do that, yes. I can guarantee you, you'll never forget it.
Right, absolutely.
Once you take that moment. yeah. You know, because I was always raised in church. We lived in Chicago. So we were always in church, you know, when I was a child and being raised and understood everything. But then one night, going to Coleman High School football field, I met a guy named Jay Strake, Jay Strake Crusade, and I gave my life to Christ.
Wow.
And I'll never forget it. And that's the way it is with everybody. You'll yeah, never forget it.
No, you don't.
Bobby, thanks for being in again. You're going to hang out with us during the show, and we're going to bring some more guests in here. Malia Meads, owner of Functional Furniture. Dixie Duds and Decor is right next door to Carlton's Italian Restaurant. So it's just a really two happening stores, and they're on the Facebook page that we have for What's Happening in Coleman. And ladies, you have to come check out these shops. It's just incredible merchandise, and you will absolutely fall in love with the store. You're listening to the Big D Radio Show right here on Live 95.5. We are Coleman's Independent Radio.
You know, I can't let you slide through my hands.
Hey guys, let's face it. We all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissors Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissors Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089. 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof. You've thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Coleman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Coleman since 1989, Coleman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Coleman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, cardio sculpt, or dance fit. Plus, Coleman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Coleman Sports Fit is a proud provider of Silver Sneakers and Silver Fit, a seniors only exercise plan at little or no cost. Coleman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit ColemanSportsFit.com.
Attention Coleman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill.
Woo-hoo!
Hey, we're not kidding. Seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95coleman.com today. Or visit our website, live95coleman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Coleman's Independent Radio.
Welcome back to the Big D Radio Show. We have a guest actually on the phone with us, and it is Mark Long. Welcome to the Big D Radio Show, Mark.
Good afternoon, Big D. How's it going?
Man, it is going great. Wish we could have had you in studio, but hey, the phone is just fine. So we understand you're the president of the Band Booster Club, and we have a big event going on at Wall Estate this Saturday. And we're going to have Down South, the band, local band, playing along with the jazz band. Well, so why don't you go ahead and tell us about the event and what all you're going to do there?
Yes, sir. We're going to have the inaugural Bulldog Show of Wheels. It's a car show, truck show, anything with wheels. just about it. If you've got a tractor, motorcycle, truck, or a car that you'd like to come down and show off, we would love to have you come down and be a part of it. We're going to charge just a $15 registration fee for any one of the vehicles that you would like to show. And we're hoping to raise money for the band program there at Hensville. We have purchased and trying to purchase new uniforms for the band members this year. And mostly, if anybody's listening that has purchased band uniforms lately, you know that that's a pretty costly expense. And so we're trying to raise money to help pay for the uniforms and anything else that that the program might need to assist Mr. Stephen Porter, our band director, help him with anything that he may need to further the program and to help educate kids in the field of music development. And you know, there's a lot of kids there in Hensville that have a lot of talent, and we want to help Mr. Porter be able to use anything that is necessary to help those kids express that talent. And, so we're trying to raise a little bit of money to help with that, and we'd love to have anyone to come out. We're going to have sell some hot dogs and some drinks and some funnel cakes, things like that. And you know, we're going to have some good music. We got the high school jazz band and the high school rock band that we're going to be playing. But you know, we've got our homegrown down south band that's going to be there playing for us. They're going to take the stage about 12 o'clock Saturday afternoon, and you know, we're just looking forward to a good fun day. And the event's going to start about 8 in the morning. You want to come down and get your vehicle registered and get you a place and get started and set. And we're looking forward to it.
That's awesome. So now, have you ever listened to Down South personally?
I have.
Let me tell you something. These guys, they know what they're doing. We had them in our Battle of the Bands with Live 95.5. What an incredible group. And of course, they travel all over Central and North Alabama. They have a huge following. So you definitely picked the right band to come play down in Hansville at Wallace State. So now, from what I understand is that the maybe the band is going to judge the car shows also?
That is correct. We are going to have a Band Choice Award. It will be one award given to whatever vehicle. It doesn't matter what type or what kind of vehicle, but the band members will vote on whichever vehicle that they think is the best. And we're calling it the Band Choice Award. And so, you know, the kids are going to have the say on which vehicle that they like the best.
That's awesome.
We thought that it would be a kind of a cool way to bring the kids into it and take out any type of knowledge or anything that us adults might have about what we think is the best looking or
exactly.
Whatever. And, you know, we just let the kids decide which ones they like the best.
And the registration fee is $15 for the cars. And what time do they need to get there to start lining up and get their paperwork done?
Well, we're going to be there, you know, at 8 a.m. If they want to get there, we will be there earlier than that, but we can start registering before that. But, you know, the show will start at 8 a.m. And we have it scheduled to go from 8 a.m. to 2.
Okay.
So, going to have, you know, any time through there that they wish to come on in and get their cars registered, then that is perfectly fine.
Awesome, man. You know, and we'll just reach out to the community that listens here to Live 95.5 just to let them know if they just want to come down there and personally give you a donation, whether it's cash or check, be more than welcome. And we just hope that this fundraiser does very well, because we know that the kids need new uniforms and whatever they, you know, they need for the band. But We appreciate you doing this and raising this money. It's going to be this Saturday at Wallace State College starting from 8 to 2. So we'll have the car show. We'll have the jazz band, the rock band, and one of the hottest bands around in Alabama down south performing at noon. So, Mark, we appreciate you giving us a call and telling us about this event and hope you do very well with it.
Well, thank y'all for giving me the platform to tell everyone about it, and appreciate anything that you can do, and appreciate anybody coming out and helping support us.
Yes, sir, and thank you, and hope it's very successful for you. Thank you very much for giving us a call.
Thank you, sir.
All right, bye-bye. We're going to go to a break, and when we come back, Malie Mead's Functional Furniture and Dixie Duds and Decor, brand new stores right here in Coleman by Carlton's Italian Restaurant. So look, if you're a lady that loves the shop, she's waiting on you. She's got great merchandise. But unfortunately, you're going to go in there and you're going to get lost, and you'll probably stay in there for like an hour or two and just buy all kind of stuff. Just don't tell your husbands, okay? You're listening to the Big D Radio Show right here on Live 95.5, Coleman's Independent Radio.
Let's face it, we all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best, so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089, 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof. Broadcasting from the People's Bank of Alabama studio. From a transmitter as powerful as a hairdryer. Hey, we got it on high. This is Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio. WRJMLP, Coleman. Attention Coleman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill. Hey, we're not kidding. Seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95coleman.com today. Or visit our website, live95coleman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Coleman's Independent Radio.
You've thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Coleman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Coleman since 1989, Coleman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Coleman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, cardio sculpt, or dance fit. Plus, Coleman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Coleman Sports Fit is a proud provider of Silver Sneakers and Silver Fit, a seniors only exercise plan at little or no cost. Coleman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit ColemanSportsFit.com.
Hey, Bobby, I'm wondering if you got time on your hands. Oh, wait a minute. You don't have a microphone. I better not say nothing to you. Yell.
Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me now? Look, I'm sorry. I'm sitting here talking to Bobby. Don't have a microphone. Yeah. Welcome back to the Big D Radio Show. In studio with us, Malia Meads. Welcome to the Big D Radio Show.
Hello, I'm Malia Meads.
Malia Meads.
Yes, and I own Dixie Duds and Decor next to Carlton's. And at the back of the building, I also own Functional Furniture. And Functional Furniture is used, reasonable price furniture. It's a store where if you're just starting out and needing furniture, instead of going and renting furniture.
Exactly, which is a waste of money, by the way.
A waste of money. You'll end up paying 3 or 4 or 5 times.
Yeah.
For that piece of furniture.
This $50 couch is now $800.
Exactly. or a lake house. You have a lake house, a second home, whatever. You want to buy some great furniture.
So let me ask you this. Have you always been from Coleman?
I grew up in Coleman. Okay. And a graduate from Fairview High School.
Okay.
Graduate of 86. And just moved back 2 years ago. Been away for 23 years.
Wow.
Yes. And so I wanted to help rebuild downtown Coleman. And so I took the building, took it down to the studs, and rebuilt it back within 6 months with Walker Brothers helping me. And so it's a great place to find used furniture at Functional Furniture. And then Dixie Duds and Decor is a store that has basically, I'm targeting any and everybody that walks through that door. I have women's clothing for teens up to the age. I have my 89-year-old grandmother that buys or shops there. And I have stuff for babies, and then I have stuff for men. And we're having a special right now, 20% off of all men's clothing.
Awesome.
And men's gifts. It's a little bit, if you've ever been to a big city, it's a combination of Anthropology, Urban Outfitters, a splash of Cracker Barrel gifts.
Okay.
And I've got vintage items, antiques, so a little bit of everything.
Wow.
So it's kind of funny when people walk into my store. It's fun to watch them. Their eyes just wander
exactly.
around like a kid in a candy store, because I've got so many things and a little bit of everything for everybody. So unique and very inexpensive. My motto is, if you see it, you better buy it, because it may not be there.
Exactly. It won't be there long.
So I turn over my merchandise really quick. I try to have for tops for women range anywhere from $9 to $30-something.
Wow.
So
that's a great deal.
Yeah. So with the average income in Coleman, I try to market, for that average income, but
exactly.
also I have, a little bit more expensive stuff, but it's a place for any and everybody. And another thing that I pride myself on is, don't matter what you look like, whoever walks in that door, you're going to get some good service and a happy smile.
Exactly.
And you're going to be greeted, because I know that's kind of a lost thing with the stores nowadays.
Everywhere.
Exactly.
Let me tell you something. The worst thing that can happen to me, if I come into your store with interest and you don't show me interest, guess what I'm going to do?
Walk
out the door.
Exactly.
Because, you have to realize that in these days, customer service is just basically crap. Let's just go ahead and say it.
It really is.
And that's what we're seeking as consumers.
And why do you want to go to a store and be treated like that when you can just stay home and shop behind a computer? So
exactly.
I want it very warm and welcoming when you walk into my store, and I want a repeat customer. And today I had a customer. I'm always asking people, is this your first time in? And I've been open since March, and you would not believe, the girl today said, oh, this is the fourth time I've been in.
Oh, wow.
So I have
awesome.
A lot of repeat customers. So it's just a fun store.
Yeah, so and we've had the opportunity to have you on What's Happening in Coleman Facebook page. And so it's fun for me, because I go on your page and I start stealing your pictures sometimes.
Great.
Because everything that you have on sale, I want to throw it out there. And for me to see, I've seen blue jean shorts. I've seen, fidget spinners.
Right.
I've seen sunglasses. I've seen Those are candles, possibly, mm-hmm. also. I mean, it's such a wide variety of product in your store, and that is something that everybody wants to see.
Exactly.
Just it's just an incredible little store. So
it's fun. So I encourage everybody. Great gifts. I have gift certificates available as well. You'll be surprised and amazed. I even got crazy bug candy, a sucker with the ants and crickets.
Well,
you know,
I would eat one of those in a minute. Bobby, what about you?
Maybe one.
That is a good gag gift, but also for the young little guys that like little pranks and stuff like that. So, but anyways, I have a little bit of everything.
So why don't you tell us the hours of both of your stores?
Both of my stores, I'm open only Wednesday through Saturday. Eventually, I'll open up more, but I have all my family working with me, so. We don't want to be there 24/7, so we're starting out from Wednesday through Saturday, Wednesday and Thursday, 11 to 6, and Dixie Duds is open a little bit later, Friday and Saturday, 11 to 7, Functional Furniture is 11 to 6.
Okay.
So
let's talk about Functional Furniture. So do you basically have everything for every room of the home?
Pretty much. I have a little bit of everything, you know, kitchen, your dining room, living room, bedroom. We do offer delivery service, so if you don't, you know, you can't find a truck or whatever, somebody to deliver, we do offer delivery within a 25-mile radius, $50 for delivery charge. And outside furniture, so a little bit of everything, paintings as well, pictures.
So I have to mention this, and it's a good thing that you offer the delivery service. But I think Danielle and I are somewhere, I don't know, and this guy goes by with a couch on top of his car. was it Alameda's, wasn't we? And so this guy comes by, and I said, "Hey, look, he has a couch on top of his SUV." And she's like, "Well, everybody don't own a pickup," and I'm like, "Yeah, but why would you do that for?"
So, if you come into our store, we do offer a delivery, so you won't have to put a sofa on top of your car. But and then we have, you know, your little knickknacks, also in lamps. So we got a little bit of everything there.
That's awesome. Because you know, Coleman really needs a furniture store that they can act. You know, a couple just starting off. Something that they can actually afford.
Exactly. And we don't have a really good used furniture store here in Coleman. That's what we need this income level here in Coleman, because, you know, just starting out, when I started out, I couldn't go buy brand new furniture.
Me either.
I did yard sales and stuff like that. So, really good quality at reasonable prices, and it's not the, you know, some of the new stuff that you buy now, particle board.
Exactly.
We have a lot of good quality.
Because I've actually, unfortunately, I've stole pictures before off the functional furniture, and just to look at it, I mean, it was absolutely gorgeous. I mean, everything that you had in the store was just gorgeous, and I'm thinking, with the great prices, I mean, I can't imagine you having all that stuff in your store for more than a week and your store would be empty. You know? Hey, look, it's time to rebuy.
Well, we do get merchandise there weekly. Both stores weekly we get new merchandise. It's just a place where young and old, you know, older people want to get rid of some things they've had for a while, and they don't want to go. I don't know if you out there, and if you've done any furniture shopping lately. Oh my goodness, the prices at a retail furniture store is through the roof.
I'm doing some shopping.
Bobby's actually shopping with Functional Furniture online.
Are these spinners still $6?
Yes.
They got hand spinners for $6.
And I have never held one in my hand. Well, because I'm afraid I'd get addicted to it. And here I have like 20 of them going. But fidget spinners, it's a new thing.
Do you have a separate page for the Functional Furniture?
Yes, I do have both businesses. Functional Furniture has a Facebook. And Dixie Duds and Decor has Facebook and Instagram. We're building a website right now.
Awesome.
So we don't have a website for both of them, actually, but we're in the stages of building. All
right, so let me say this, and I'm not discouraging you, okay? But me being in the marketing world as long as that I've been in it and me doing marketing, one of the things that I think that we've learned over time is Facebook is so popular, and you're going to get so many hits on Facebook that a lot of companies, a lot of stores are getting away from websites, which is kind of hard to believe, but it's actually the truth.
It is.
Because Facebook is so popular.
It is. Luckily, my daughter is building it, so.
Well, that's good.
But you're so, you know, I have a friend in Arab that owns Generations Footwear, and, you know, advertising through the paper and other sources is kind of almost getting extinct.
It is.
Everybody's going through Facebook.
Everybody's going through Facebook.
And young and old is doing Facebook, yep. And that's how people are advertising. So you're so right on target with the Facebook advertising.
Me personally, I support everybody, whether it's print, radio,
exactly.
TV. I do it, you know. But it's just amazing how Facebook has taken over. And for me to start What's Happening in Coleman as a joke, okay, I started it as a joke, and within a few weeks it blew up, and I'm having over 1 million hits every month. It's incredible.
That is awesome.
So, and you know, I've had probably, I don't know, 100 local businesses in Coleman to advertise with me over the last 2.5 years. And for me to go in their business and for them to say, hey, Big D, you won't believe how much my sales increased just this month alone. And I'm like, well, that's what I'm here for. You know, it's not about glory for me at all, because I could care less. But for me to support the local businesses here in Coleman, you know, the mom and pop stores, because the corporate world, I mean, they have their money.
Exactly.
And I just get kind of tired of seeing them take over and the mom and pop stores go out of business. So I'm here for the Coleman businesses 110% every single day.
Well, I greatly appreciate your help, and that's what all these small towns are about, is the mom-and-pop places, and hopefully we can build downtown historic district with the help of you and many other businesses alike. So, the Facebook What's Happening in Coleman has really built my business as well.
Well, good.
A lot of customers have come in and said that
that's awesome.
They saw me through you, so
good.
I appreciate that.
You're very welcome. And it just seems, I don't know, maybe Bobby, if you've even seen it, over probably the last 5 years, there's been a lot more small businesses opening in Coleman that I have seen since I have moved here since 1978. It's incredible,
yes,
the small business owners that's opening right now.
Yes.
And I think it's just more of, you know, we're tired of all the Marts, the Walmarts, and this, that, and the, you know, that whole corporate world that they have billions of dollars. And I think people are starting to realize we need to keep our money in our community with local people.
And those places sell what's popular. And sometimes that's what you want, but a lot of us in Coleman want something unique, something different.
Exactly.
You want that personable.
Yes, personable. Absolutely. And so, you know, I've been shopping while y'all been talking. Do you have any old dictionaries?
Old dictionaries.
Like you have books, I guess.
I do have some books, but I don't have old dictionaries.
Okay. But you will find some, though.
I will find some. For
just
you.
Just for Pastor Bobby.
I collect them.
I do, okay.
Yeah.
I have some old Bibles.
Oh, there you
go. Those too.
We can hook
up. I saw
some
great things on here. My wife and I will be...
Well, there you go.
Great.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for being on the show. We've got Danielle waving over here.
Make sure you tell your audience to get their picture made while they're everywhere.
Oh, yeah. So, look. So, you go, and there is a painting of the state of Alabama. So, I think people like just ride down the road, and they see it, and they just pull over. And they just go over and have their picture made with it. It's just incredible. So.
Well, that was the idea from my daughter. My oldest daughter thought that would be a great marketing tool.
And it is.
It is, to bring people in and for a tourist attraction.
Right.
Because with Instagram and Facebook and Snapchat, all these people are posting the picture of themselves with their friends right. in front of, in all various cities all over the United States, you know, of their city or the state.
Right.
And so it's, I love Coleman. It's a star where the Coleman's at in Sweet Home, Alabama. And so, yeah, it's been a great marketing tool and a great idea on her part.
So, look, we'll probably see you on the national news here in a few months.
I hope so.
Of that right there.
I hope so.
Everybody be flying in Birmingham months. Well, we're going to get our picture made right there.
Yeah, it was fun during prom season.
Oh,
we had a lot of high schoolers getting their picture made in front of that. So, yeah. So, it's a family business. I have both my daughters, my youngest daughter and my oldest daughter there with
awesome.
My mom and my nephew and niece and my grandmother and my aunt. So, anyways, it's great. A great affair.
Good. Well, thank you for coming in, and you're welcome back at any time to tell us about your stores.
Okay, great.
Coming up next, Javon Daniel will be in with us, Coleman Caring for Kids. You're listening to the Big D Radio Show on Live 95.5 as we exit with the Rolling Stones.
You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Coleman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Coleman since 1989, Coleman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Coleman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, cardio sculpt, or dance fit. Plus, Coleman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Coleman Sports Fit is a proud provider of Silver Sneakers and Silver Fit, a seniors only exercise plan at little or no cost. Coleman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit ColemanSportsFit.com.
Attention Coleman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill.
Woo-hoo!
Hey, we're not kidding. Seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95coleman.com today. Or visit our website, live95coleman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Coleman's independent radio.
Hey guys, let's face it, we all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best, so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089, 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Here's a new Live 95 suggestion on how to prepare for the new work week. On Sunday night, you cook dinner. You help the kids finish their homework. You scream at your husband. You take the trash out. You make sure your kids brush their teeth. You tuck them in, sigh loudly, then pick up your remote control and turn on Sunday Night Live on Live 95. It's like being at a music festival, but without the illegal vapors, bright lights, and rednecks around you. However, if you want to make it more authentic, you can pour beer all over yourself. Sunday Night Live, all live tracks from 9 o'clock until midnight, right here on Coleman's independent radio station. Live 95.
It is the evening of the day. I sit and watch the children play. Smiling faces I can see,
but not for me. I sit and watch as tears go by. My riches can't buy everything. I want to hear the children sing. All I hear is the sound of rain falling. As tears go by,
Welcome back to the Big D Radio Show. With us, Javon Daniel. Welcome to the Big D Radio Show.
Thank you, Big D.
So look, you're used to radio, so there's no shyness about you.
Now, you know, when you get a preacher that's a little bit loud-mouthed, he loves radio.
That's incredible. So
you're not looking at Bobby when he said that.
He did.
He looked at Bobby.
We all looked at Bobby. Look, Bobby loves to talk, so.
Oh, that's okay. I do, too.
So you are a former pastor, is that correct?
I am the pastor of Baldwin Heights Baptist Church out on 278 West.
Oh, all right. And how long have you been a pastor?
Interim and pastor about 17 years now.
Wow, that's awesome. God is good every day, isn't he?
All the time.
Look, me and Bobby, that's all we talk about, how good God is. Every Thursday. And every Sunday. So we're going to talk about Coleman Caring for Kids. And we understand recently that there was a little mess up and things got delivered. Probably, I think it was to Birmingham.
Yes.
Things got distributed, and then we were left empty here in Coleman. So, and I know, I have seen on Facebook where so many people has come together trying to raise food and things like that. And I've seen that you recently got some really nice donations. Why don't you tell us about that?
Well, I don't think that it was not anybody's fault here in Coleman that all this happened. Apparently, they had a new driver that was delivering mail to Coleman and picking up here, and probably had seen or had even picked up food for the Birmingham post office. He saw the food, and he just naturally assumed it was going to Birmingham. So it went to Birmingham. The food did not go to waste. It went to food banks in the Birmingham area, so we know that it was used for a great purpose.
Exactly.
But it did. That food is what we kind of bank on during the summer months, because our donations are usually down during the summer. And so, therefore, we began to scramble a little bit when we found out we weren't going to get it. So we backed up, punted, went to Plan B, then to Plan C, and we got down to E before things started changing a little bit. We had gone to the USDA Food Bank in Huntsville, Food Bank of North Alabama, and purchased about 12 pallets of food there. Have purchased some locally. Publix did their early year food drive, and we got about 6 pallets of food from them early this week. And got a major surprise yesterday. The Publix Market Charities Foundation donated to Coleman Care for Kids $20,000, and we had no idea it was coming.
That's incredible.
People in this community are awesome.
There's no better place, and I'm sorry for all you folks that live somewhere else. I'm going to say it anyway. There's no better place to live than Cullen, Alabama.
I agree.
The people here have heart. They have a passion for people that are in need. They have a passion to show God's love, and it's absolutely incredible. 2 days last week, just to give you an example, we were really struggling. And last Thursday and last Friday, we had over 5,000 pounds of food that were brought to the food
bank.
And some of it was a carload, some of it was a couple of bags. But just imagine if this community had not stepped up, we might have had to close the doors.
Right.
And never want to do that.
Exactly. And I think, I could be wrong, but I think I seen that a local bank also had given a check.
Cullen Savings Bank made a donation to us. A couple of the other banks are doing can drives for us. Some of the businesses around town are doing can drives and donations. We got some donations from the Cullen County Courthouse. Some of the staff in the courthouse. It has just been absolutely tremendous. United Way, they saw the need early on, and they made a one-time allocation to Cullen Caring for Kids to help us get started with replenishing what we weren't going to be able to get.
So can we go ahead and talk about the actual food bank itself? And because I see a lot of people that don't know local resources that they can use. So can you kind of tell us what days that you actually give food out and kind of tell us about the food bank?
Well, United Way began the community food bank back many years ago. I was involved with United Way on the board at that time. And several different people had operated it, and they asked the former director of Cullen Caring for Kids if they would operate the food bank, and they agreed. And when I started there, we were doing maybe 10, 12 families a month. 20 families a month was a big month. Now we do an average of 600 families a month.
Wow.
In 2016, we helped 7,400 families and just a little over 14,000 individuals. And believe me, we have to keep good records because of making sure we're accountable for what happens. And but the food bank is open on Monday, Tuesday, and Friday from 9 in the morning till 12. And then we reopen at 1 from 1 to 3 on those days, and then we're open half a day from 9 to 12 on Thursdays.
Okay. So the food that you distribute, is it mainly to families right here in Cullen only, or?
We only help Cullen County families unless it's someone who may be traveling through that, you know, is referred to us or comes by and says, you know, hey, we need food.
Right.
We started the policy when I started there a little over 15 years ago. We will never turn a family away one time. After that, they must show that they meet the guidelines. They must live in Cullen County. They must have a picture ID, must have a Social Security card. They have to have a proof of income. Because we use USDA guidelines of the income, and we will help them one time without anything except a picture ID.
Okay.
After that, then we do have requirements to make sure that we're being good stewards of the food that has been donated by the people
exactly.
in this community.
Now, if somebody wants to volunteer with the food bank or whatever else that you do with Cullen Caring for Kids, do you accept anybody to come and help out?
Oh, yes, sir. Very, very glad to have them. We have volunteers that work
regular days. We've got one optometrist. He comes in and works every Tuesday and Thursday morning, half a day. He's been bringing his son and daughter with him to help. We have a lady that works in the food bank office every Tuesday. We have one that works all day on Friday. We have two sisters that come in on Tuesday. Yes, we need volunteers in order for us to be able to do what we do, because if you can see, I know Danielle has seen where we are and how big we are. It's three old doctor's offices, and you can only knock out so many walls without the roof falling. So we've knocked out every wall we can, and when we distribute between 8 and 10 tons of food every month.
Wow. So now, what if somebody wants to just give you a cash donation and or a check? Tell us how they can do that.
They can mail it to us, Cullman Caring for Kids, Post Office Box 698, Cullman 35056. They can go to our website, CullmanCaringForKids.com. There's a donation page there. They can call us. We've had folks that were not able to come in and wanted to make sure it got to us, so they would call us, and we have gone and picked it up.
Wow.
So on the volunteers, what would a volunteer expect to do if they come, and if they're interested, how would they initiate doing that?
They can call us at 256-739-1111. Talk to myself or Sheila Jester, who is the food bank supervisor, or they can talk to Nancy Bryant, who is the assistant director. And they would come in and fill out a very simple information sheet, and then we would assign them to duties. It might be making bags for people. It might be helping carry food out for those that can't carry it out themselves. It might be pulling files in the office. Just any number of things that we need help with.
Well, good. So we need to talk to Danielle, because she's got all time. She's got time on her hands all the time. So we may have to get her up there at least 1 hour. And look, I may even come with you. So,
Jamon, will you tell them how your administration office is on one side? Your customer comes into the food bank, and then delivery service is done on that third door.
Right. Like I said, it's three old doctor's offices, and they're just like you remember old doctor's offices from before. You've got a long hall. The administrative offices are the next to the street side on 4th Avenue across from Hospital Discount Pharmacy. Right next door is the waiting area for people to come in. They come in, they register. We check each person. We check their picture ID. If they've been there before, we make sure they've got all their paperwork in order. We give them a number. They take that number out the door from the waiting area. They go to the next door, and someone will help them carry their food out for them.
Awesome. Well, Javon, we appreciate you so much for coming to the Big D Radio Show. And we just wanted to inform Cullman exactly what Cullman Caring for Kids done and this whole situation. And just wanted to praise some of these people for stepping up to the plate like they've done.
I can't say enough how wonderful the people in this community are. In 2011, when we had the tornadoes, we were working 16, 18 hours a day for about 3 weeks, just taking stuff in to give out. The crisis, every once in a while we'll have a situation like we've just gone through. It's not often, but it does happen. And all you have to do is just notify folks, and they're there. And we love them to death.
That's awesome. Well, anytime you'd like to come back to the Big D Radio Show for anything with Cullman Caring for Kids, get with Danielle and let her know, and we'll have you right back in here.
I really appreciate the opportunity.
I want to throw this out there for just a second, but the radio station, ever since we've been on the air, which this is our third year, I think, every December, we go all Christmas music for a couple of weeks, and we do a little special advertising at that point. Each business can sponsor an hour of programming, and we donate a percentage of that to Coleman Caring for Kids every
That's
December.
Awesome.
So
that is incredible. Hey, that Soup of Maine, this community is incredible. I mean, what else can you say?
It is. It really is. Bobby, if you'd like to scoot over to the
microphone. Hang on just a second. Is there a period of time that y'all have a higher volume than other times? For example, is Christmas higher, or do you have a pretty much the same amount every month?
The holidays are always higher, and during the summer months when the kids are out of school and not getting one or two meals a day at school, the volume is always higher.
Good deal.
Well, Bobby is going to lead us out with prayer.
Yes, Father God, we're so thankful that you've made provisions for us, and we know that in Jesus Christ you've met all of our needs. We can't always see that or understand that, but we're so thankful that you provided opportunities through agencies like Caring for the Kids and our brother here and various aspects of our community that you make provision available, and we're so thankful for that. And we want to give you the glory for that. We see that what Caring for Kids is doing is so great. It's beyond our comprehension to think how many people they've helped and are helping. And we want to support that and encourage that in our community more so that there's not a burden. There's not times of lack or stress about that, but that we have full and abundance resources available at all times for those folks who need help. And we know that that's your heart, Father, that you've called us to show your love in these ways. And so we're giving ourselves an opportunity to bring that together. Father, we thank those who've already participated in this time, and we know that many more are, and we're grateful. In Jesus Christ, we trust and pray. Amen.
Amen. We appreciate that, Bobby. So you can check out Danielle. She'll be back in studio next Tuesday with Understanding the Law with Coleman attorney Melvin Haston. And she'll be back next Thursday doing another edition of the Big D Radio Show while I am out of pocket. But then after that, I will return the following week. Thank you for listening in. God bless you. And most importantly, God bless America. We'll see you next time. They all